101 AM 1340. On CN2, that's Comporum Cable Channel 102 and Facebook Live. Of course, you heard the legendary Rod Stewart and Forever Young leading in. And of course, we're celebrating the music of the late Clive Davis, who found, 50, 60, 70 artists from genres from rock to pop to country to hip-hop to R&B. Rod Stewart was one of the many artists that he found and signed a record label. So we lost him yesterday at the age of 94.
Yes, R.I.P.
Again, it's now 8:11 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings. Welcoming in Gretchen Kelly from the city of Tigakay. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We played Born in the USA earlier. That probably would have been best to come up now because Tigakay, if there is a city that does 4th of July better than Tigakay, point it out to me because not only does Tigakay celebrate the 4th of July, but it's a three-day celebration for you guys.
Right. Not only is it a three-day celebration, it's also our birthday.
Yes. So, that's the best part.
Okay.
We go all out for the 4th
of
July.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Extravaganza.
Exactly.
So see, that's smart. Tigakay did it the right way. They said, let's get founded on July 4th. it's like that guy who says, hey, why don't we have our anniversary on my birthday?
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
Something because it won't get forgotten, because no one's ever going to forget when Tigakay was founded. But you guys have quite the three-day celebration this year as you celebrate your birthday, plus 250 years of the United States of America.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kick off on July 2nd with our boat parade and the water ski show. That'll be at Windjammer Park. The boat parade will take off at Nivens Creek, so it might take a couple minutes for them to circle around a windjammer.
Yep.
And a reminder to anybody who's going to come out and celebrate that evening with us, parking is first come, first serve. It is a very tight spot to get into, so make sure to plan ahead, carpool, or maybe take the golf cart or something to get into the boat parade and the ski show. Then on July 3rd, we have our Uncle Sam Jam. That'll be at Rundy Park at 6 p.m., will be food trucks, more fun out there. We've got a great band. They're listed on our website. I don't want to say the wrong band. Lord Vincent Band, that's right. It's right here on our flyer that Caroline has put together with all the information on it.
Perfect.
Then for our big day of July 4th, that will be our land parade, our State of the City from the mayor, the Lions Club Fish Fry, and then to round out the evening, we have the fireworks show. So for about 12 hours, you can come to basically any part of Tigakay and celebrate the 4th of July.
See something, do something,
Absolutely.
Right? Okay. So where can we watch the fireworks at?
We can watch the fireworks at the Glennon Center. So that's our country club, our golf course area.
Right.
Reminder to not be on the golf course. There's an exclusion zone and some safety stuff.
Yeah.
But if you want to be up like where the bag drop is around the new pro shop, that area is perfect.
Okay. Sounds fun.
What I like is the flyer calls it the US of K.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's another brainchild of Caroline. Yes. She's very creative.
That's great.
And the fireworks, I mean, this is one of the best fireworks displays that I think there is in our area. And if you, the beauty of watching this from Tigakay is not only do you get the Tigakay fireworks, but there's multiple other places that you have Buster Boy fires off, Carowinds fires off fireworks. So and you guys time it to where you're all going like in 15-minute increments.
Mm-hmm.
So you, if someone happens to be, you can sit in your boat on the lake in Tigakay and watch three different fireworks back to back to back. I think Buster Boy does 9, you guys do 9:15, and Carowinds normally does 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
what
great.
What more could you ask for on the 4th?
Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned the Laura Vinson Band. They're going to be playing at Rundy Park on the night of the 3rd. You'll have beer, you'll have food, all kinds of stuff. Any kind of specific food trucks that folks can look forward to?
That information's on our website as well. It should be under the concert series. It might be under the July 4th page as well. We have a really good range of all different kinds of food trucks that come out to our events. We're really lucky that we're in an area where you can have, like, there's like a lobster food truck, King of Fire pizza, there's tacos, there's pork, there's all kinds of stuff around the area.
Something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
There's desserts, too, with these things. So if you eat dinner at the house and want to come have dessert with us, by all means, come on.
Well, awesome. I know it's always a big deal who the Grand Marshal is going to be. Have we picked the Grand Marshal yet? I know applications were due last Friday.
Yeah. We haven't announced yet. It should be coming out sometime soon. So we'll be watching that on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Do you know yet?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
If she did, she couldn't tell us.
I was just going to try to slip her 100 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
So she would tell me. Some of the past Grand Marshals include Ed Curry, Chip Page, Ron Kirby over the past 3 years. So all three of those are great individuals. Of course, Ed Curry, call him the hottest man in the country for a reason, right? He's got the all the hot peppers.
Carolina
Reaper and Pepper X.
So
it's going to be a great time.
Thank you.
Now tell me about the fish fry. That's what I'm excited about. The Lions Club fish fry going on at 4:30.
Yeah, that's something the Lions have had in place, I think, since we started this whole show 44 years ago. Wow. So that takes place also at the Glennon Center. It's kind of their own thing. They do, obviously, they serve fish for lunch, but that's tied in with the mayor's state of the city. So if you eat dinner there and you hang around for a little bit, Mayor Carmen Miller will be there to give her state of the city address.
And the food you can choose from, they have fried flounder, or if you don't want fish, you get chicken tenders, hush puppies, coleslaw, potato salad, and sweet or unsweetened tea. And tickets are available if you go to, again, tkksc.org. You can go ahead and buy your fish fry tickets. And then you mentioned the mayor's state of the city and the TGK 44th birthday celebration, as well as the birthday cake y'all serve.
Yes, we'll be cutting the birthday cake with a sword like we do every year. It's a huge
gigantic
sword. Yeah, you're like, maybe we should just get a cake slicer.
Okay.
But it's tradition.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. We don't move away from tradition.
Yes. What's the cake flavor?
Usually vanilla.
Okay.
Although the previous mayor, his wife made the cake 1 year, and I think there was like a pineapple thing going on.
Okay. Oh. I didn't know if we may have red, white, and blue for.
Right.
I don't. That's 50th. We'll have to pass it on to the cake decorator.
Yeah.
Of course, all this available again at tkksc.org. But you guys are already starting to gear up for stuff in the fall. What are some things going to be happening in the fall in the city of TKK?
In the fall, we've got some more of our summer concert series. Those are about once a month. We'll have another one in August. We'll have one in October. In September, in between that one, we'll have our Catawba Fest, which is our big fall festival.
Fun.
Any insight you can give us on Catawba Fest, some things to look forward to that you've got locked in place yet?
That I don't have. There's some information on our website so far. The date has changed. Usually it's been in October, but in order to squeeze another concert in October, we pushed it up to September. And usually the weather holds off a little bit better than two.
Yeah,
September 26th is what the date is this year.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Ed Curry, going to have Smokin' Ed's eating competition. That's always fun. You got pumpkin pie eating challenge, mini bundt cake eating challenge, and get this one, Jen, the Carolina Reaper hottest donut challenge.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I kind of want to go and see that.
The hottest donut.
You know when it's so hot, you're just like sweating. Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah. I don't know if any of y'all have ever had a Carolina Reaper. So years ago, when it first came out, Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2 was serving it up. You go in there and get it.
Uh-huh.
And I had a 6-inch sub, and he was trying to, I was like, no. I said, just put a flake in there. He literally, and I'm holding my finger, it was a flake of a pepper. And I mean, I'm like, whatever, this is fine. I'm just eating my sandwich along. I'm 3-4 bites into it. I'm like, okay. I finally hit it because he didn't tell me where in the sandwich it was.
Wow.
You'd have thought someone put flames in my mouth. I mean, it felt for a couple of hours.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And this was a little piece, a flake. It wasn't even an actual true piece of the pepper.
Mm-hmm. I do like black pepper. That's about what I do.
Well, black pepper's not spicy. So.
I know, but the Carolina.
A little red pepper flake here and there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. A little hot sauce, but.
Well, don't let anybody fool you. It may be the second hottest pepper in the world now. The Carolina Reaper is still hot. Of course, Pepper X, which is also an Ed Curry creation, is now the hottest
is
in the
it?
World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's like supposed to be 2.5 times hotter than the Carolina Reaper.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Gretchen, thank you so much for being here with us. We look forward to the USA of K celebration.
Absolutely.
US of K, not USA.
US of K.
US of K coming up in just a couple weeks.
Yes.
She is Gretchen Kelly with the City of TKK. It is 8:19 on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.
York, Lancaster, and Chester County continue to get the all clear in our Tuesday morning commute.